Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, well, normally we don't start the show off with a guest. By the way, my name is Lee Elsie. Again, the first hour here on Fridays, I get a chance to hang out with you. Wayne Allen Root will be here in exactly 60 minutes. But we are going to dive deep into what's going on at our southern border with a very special guest to open things up. We talked to him a number of times in the past, formerly with the DOJ, now with the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky, and he has got a very interesting piece in the Daily Caller. Biden doesn't have any legal authority to seize control of Texas's National Guard. Hans, thanks for joining us.
Lee, it's always great to talk to you.
Hans, let's go down to the southern border, Texas. Who has the legal authority, Abbott or Biden, when it comes to border security?
Well, I actually think Texas does, because they're not doing anything to hinder the federal government. And what people need to understand is, the Texas government has been putting up barbed wire fencing, but they've been doing it on state-owned land and private property where the owners have said, yeah, please put this up. So they're not interfering at all with the federal government, with federal land. In fact, it was the federal government and agents of the Border Patrol that were going onto state property to cut holes in the barbed wire to allow illegal aliens to get into the country. So if anyone is violating the law, it's actually the Biden administration.
So, you know, we always have this debate, if it were ever to get to a point where things would really escalate in this country, would the people who represent, let's say, in this case, the federal government, knowing that what they're doing is not in the best interest of the nation, you know, looking into a crystal ball, like, how would they act? And I feel like what you had just said really is very discouraging, because you would think that they wouldn't do those kinds of things. You wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't think the federal government would essentially slice its own throat by opening up the floodgates for more people to come in. We understand that this administration has an agenda, but boots on the ground, we would think about that a little bit differently, right?
Well, yeah, but what everyone needs to understand is that, look, this is a deliberate and intentional policy. The people that came into the White House with Joe Biden are all these left-wing ideologues who came from all of these advocacy groups that are headquartered in Washington. And they believe that we should have an open border. They think our immigration laws are racist, and they are deliberately trying to bring as many aliens into the country as possible. And anyone who doubts that, look, I read through all the pleadings that were filed in the lawsuit that was going on between Texas and the administration, the one that went to Supreme Court. And look, the Border Patrol, they weren't just cutting holes in this fencing so that aliens would be able to get in. But the Texas folks got video of them coming in with a rope ladder that they put through the hole in the fencing to help the aliens get up. And they also have video of a Border Patrol boat in the middle of the river just sitting there passively watching as all these aliens wade across the river instead of stopping them. And then once they got through the hole, the Border Patrol said, said, oh, by the way, there's a processing center about a mile down the road. You all just need to walk there. Well, hopefully you'll stop. No agents escorting there or anything. So this is a deliberate and intentional policy, the Biden administration.
All right, so to what end? This is a debate we always have. What's the end game? I understand you're trying to flood the system, but what, to make them voters down the road, give them amnesty? Is that the goal?
Yes. Yeah, you put your finger right on it. And again, anyone who doubts that, take a look at what's been happening in liberal-dominated cities like the District of Columbia, like New York. What have they done recently? They have passed ordinances allowing any person who lives in the city for 30 days to vote in their local election. That means you don't have to be a U.S. citizen to vote. If you're an alien, whether you're here legally or illegally, you get to vote in local elections. And that is part of what they want to push across the country. I mean, that's just a foot in the door. They want this to go to expand to all elections, and they want it all across the country because they think these huge numbers of recent immigrants, basically, will help them retain power. They believe those aliens will vote for them.
Do you believe that? I believe the first generation will, but after that, probably not. Is that, though, part of the big plan?
You know, you may be right about that, but you also have to understand that the folks coming in, the profile of them has really changed. Huge numbers of them now, much more so than in the past, take advantage of our social welfare system.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons they're coming in. We also are a mainstay of many economies in Central and South America because of the huge amount of money that these aliens send back. But it's also, look, it's a huge national security problem.
Yes.
For many reasons, including that the cartels look, the biggest moneymaker for the Mexican cartels is Joe Biden because he's helping them with their human trafficking, human smuggling, and drug smuggling in getting things into the United States.
Hans, I know we all disagree, you know, the left and the right disagree on a lot of different things, and we can debate back and forth, but this is like as clear as it can possibly be. You're 100% right. Not only are we less safe and less secure as a nation than we were 3 years ago, but we are witnessing sex trafficking at epic levels. Not on the other side, on our side. I mean, where are our liberal friends who at least want to push back against that? Or we don't have any liberal friends, but where are the libs or the progressives who want to say, wait a second, no, I can't be for that, too, can I?
Well, you know, they live in their nicely gated communities where they don't have to worry about this kind of thing, and so they just apparently have little or no concern about it, but they should. Ordinary Americans understand this issue and all of the problems it brings into their local community. And look, here's the thing for people to understand. This isn't, I don't care what state you're in, you're now a border state.
Yeah.
Because when you have upwards of, the estimates are the last 3.5 years, 10 million illegal aliens have been let into the country by the Biden administration. That's more than in any other administration ever in history. And those folks are being transported all over the country where they need housing, education, health care. And who pays for all that? Local taxpayers.
You mentioned 10 million. And even if Trump were to get elected and, you know, he has voiced this thought that he was going to start an instant deportation process going on, it's almost mathematically impossible with our resources to deport this many people, isn't it?
Well, yes, except that the way to do it effectively is to not only shut down the border, but to then actually start enforcing. Here's the other thing the administration's quit doing. They've quit enforcing the laws, federal laws, that prevent employers from hiring illegal aliens.
Right.
If they started enforcing that law and had a few very prominent examples, for example, of big companies getting criminally charged with that, businesses all over the country would quit employing illegal aliens, and huge numbers of them would self-deport.
Right.
Because of what I said before. The reason they're here is because they send huge amounts of monies back to their home countries where their families are.
But just the math of it, if there are 10 million people here, even if Trump were to get his way and 7 days a week they deported a maximum number of people to reach that 10 million, it'd be almost 7,000 people a day. And it's right. Logistically impossible to do that. But you make a great point about self-deporting. What do you think is the end game here? Legally, what do you think is going to happen here down in Texas?
Look, I don't think there's going to be a change in what's happening until and unless there's a president elected who actually is willing to do things like close the border, end the catch-and-release policy, all the things that could be done to actually start controlling this problem. On the confrontation between Texas and the Biden administration, look, just within the last couple of days, the Biden administration has actually retreated, I think, because of the bad publicity over what was happening, and said that they weren't going to try to keep cutting down and removing the border fence. So I think maybe because it's an election year and people are upset about this, but they actually have backed up.
It's always a great pleasure to talk to you. Nobody sees it quite like you do. So we thank you very much. Hans von Spakovsky, who's with the Heritage Foundation, formerly with the Department of Justice. Thank you, sir. We'll talk soon. I appreciate it very much.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
All right, guys. Go to the Daily Signal because his recent post, Biden doesn't have any legal authority to seize control of Texas's National Guard, is up there as we speak. All right. Quick break. We'll come right back. Stick around.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Go Get Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard card right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. Or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Every day, our brave military men and women.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We're in so much trouble. This is a communist and globalist takeover of the United States. The enemies of America are within, but you already know that. So I want to bring you solutions. Here's a big one. I have a survival food product for all of you. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. You know there's an attack on our food supply, our farms, our food production facilities, our supply chain. Food prices, because of inflation, through the roof. Worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life. Premium Texas beef. No beef crumbles like other survival food companies. Only ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin with no mRNA jabs ever. Only one ingredient, premium beef for survival food in case of emergency. They've created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans. Warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use promo code WAR15 at checkout. 15% off at warbeef.com. Promo code WAR15.
All right, our very good friend Stephen Bucci joins us. We chat about what's going on around the world. You can find out more about him at the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, or follow him on the X, which is S. Bucci on the X. How are you today, Stephen?
I am doing well, Lee.
I'll start it out like this, very general question. Does Iran want to expand widespread conflict in the Middle East? And if so, what's the benefit for them specifically?
Well, you know, I don't think Iran wants outright war with Israel and the U.S. right now. I mean, their ultimate goal, which they have repeated over and over again, is they want to destroy Israel, completely obliterate it, and at least drive the United States out of the Middle East, if not destroy it also. But between now and then, they'd be happy to cause us all sorts of mischief, to do as much damage as they could by stirring up and utilizing their proxies, Hezbollah, the Syrians, inside Iraq to hurt the United States, to embarrass the United States. So they'd be happy to expand the conflict at that level where they could still say, whoa, wait a minute, we didn't do anything. You know, we can't help what these people do. You know, we understand their feelings, but we didn't order them to do anything when we all know they did. So the answer is that yes, but not in the direct sense of nation-to-nation war, but in the sense of causing as much mischief as possible if they can cause death and destruction to the United States individuals and interests. Yeah, they want that too.
So 160 attacks since October 7th. Three U.S. troops were killed. Our lame, feckless president made some sort of a threat as there'll be a response. But what should the response be here, Stephen?
It needs to be a well of a lot more robust than what we're doing. That's the bottom line. The threats don't have any effect on these people. They don't normally, no matter who gives the threats, they darn sure don't when they can look at the Biden track record and say, okay, a couple of rockets get hit, so we lose some people, maybe we lose a couple of wives and children. If that happens, that's even better, because then we'll be able to use it for propaganda. But they're not deterred by it. You know, clearly the Houthis who sit there and say, you Americans are being provocative and attacking us. Really? Well, you're attacking our ships? You know, the Iraqi militias and all these people have IRGC Quds Force people embedded with them, giving them direction, passing them equipment and money and everything else. But we're the ones being provocative. You know, we're not dealing with people who draw the lines on the map the same way we do. And we need to understand that the Biden administration needs to finally get a handle on the fact that Iran is not going to be a partner to the United States or anything in the Middle East that's positive. Give up the delusion, Joe. Give up the delusion. The platoon of so-called Middle East experts who think Iran is really the people we should be supporting, because there are enemies and we need to do something about it.
All right, our good buddy Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation joining us. A quick hitter with him today. We appreciate him every single week when he is on, bringing us a wealth of information and knowledge. If you want to ask him a question, wherever you might be, email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. I'll pass it along next time I'm on next Friday. I'll ask him that question, and then we can get it out to the entire country once again. leelcradio@gmail.com. Let's take a short break. A lot to get to. Keep right here. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
Top of the seventh looks like a pitching change as they've set up for a corner kick. The two black belts have entered the mat, and the slider is low and away. He heads the ball to midfield. This is quite a kumite. Here comes the roundhouse. Has it got enough gas to get out of here? Unbelievable! They bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Kick savings, pitch karate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
War now.
USA News Update. A decision on the New York business fraud case involving former President Trump is expected within the next 2 weeks. The case brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James awaits a written ruling from Judge Arthur Engoron. James has asserted that Trump and his company should be held accountable for their alleged illicit earnings with a suggested payment of $370 million. President Biden is scheduled to visit California and Nevada over the weekend with plans to be in Los Angeles Saturday. During his time in L.A., Biden will meet with black leaders in the entertainment industry. The president and first lady will travel to Las Vegas Sunday ahead of Tuesday's Nevada Democratic presidential primary. Meteorologists are warning of potentially life-threatening impacts from the approaching Pineapple Express in California. The National Weather Service in Los Angeles predicts an atmospheric river delivering up to 8 inches of rain from San Diego to Monterey from late Saturday to early Wednesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, welcome back. You are listening again to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsick, and Wayne will be here right after the top of the hour. We're heading across the country to chat with our next guest, the book, The Great Awakening, Kent Heck and Lively, an attorney, science teacher, New York Times bestselling author of 15 books, takes a deep dive into stories, including the Epstein story. Kent, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right, so The Great Awakening, talk to me. Give me a general sense of what we're talking about here.
Yeah, well, I think the story that seems to be engaging the readers the most is we do what I think is probably the best short narrative on the Jeffrey Epstein story. It's 61 pages, and no matter what you may think of Alex Jones, you have to admit that probably the best story that he has broken has been the Jeffrey Epstein story. And I still think there's a lot of things people don't appreciate about the story.
Why haven't we gotten this coveted list we all want to see, like the real list?
Well, that was a question that I asked because I had a number of questions, even though, like most of your listeners, I felt like I followed the news pretty closely. I would say to Alex things like, Alex, I just don't really get this story because I hear all of these allegations that, first of all, he may have been working for Israeli intelligence, his girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell may have been working for British intelligence, but here he is working on American soil, and I just can't imagine that American intelligence would let that happen. And his response to me was, you're looking at it the wrong way. The way you should be looking at it is that at the top, American, British, and Israeli intelligence are all one entity. So this really was a blackmail operation, which, sought to entrap people from all of those countries and right. Even more.
All right, so assuming that was the case, there still should be, there's got to be video evidence of this. We're far removed from Epstein, quote unquote, and my hands were in, quotation marks, killing himself.
And so what you have to ask yourself is, what aren't we seeing? I consider the Epstein story to be the black hole of our universe where light goes to die. And so a black hole is an incredibly powerful gravitational field. And the only thing that makes sense to me is that this has to be an intelligence operation. But I think that the positive thing that people should take away from this, as much as we are frustrated that we haven't gotten the information, is that Epstein probably was the intelligence agency's best operative. And I know that some people will probably feel that he escaped and that this is negative, but I don't think of it that way. I think that we took their best player off of the table because Epstein was also a weird guy in that it wasn't just that he worked for the intelligence agencies, but he wanted us to look at him. And he wanted to be out there, and he wanted all of us to feel that he was the most powerful man in the world. For God's sakes, he's got Bill Gates visiting him. He's got the former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak. He's got Bill Clinton. He's got all these top scientists.
Right.
He's got offices at Harvard and MIT, and that's not what the intelligence agencies wanted. I don't think the intelligence agencies wanted Epstein to be this open, and as a result, so to some extent, they couldn't control him, and they had to eventually kill him, and that's a win for us.
You think he's dead then?
I do.
Yeah.
Because I think that they couldn't control him. And, that's the problem with these evil people is they don't realize that when you're the devil, you can't trust your own soldiers. That is the basis of evil itself. Evil itself is duplicative. We say this phrase, there's no honor among thieves. Well, what we mean by that is that when you are evil and corrupted and you surrender to this darkness, it is a backstabbing world, and that's exactly what we see. And so what we as the public need to do is need to keep shining light on these questions because we can drag them out into the light, and whether it's actually the law enforcement going after them or their own side deciding that they need to get rid of them, we can rack up victories, and I think we have been.
But there's got to be thousands of hours of tape from that island, that someplace, some vault, some lockbox, some location. And on that, you know, on that videotape, on those videotapes, has to be person after person who's committed such heinous acts. Yet for some reason, that is still being hidden away. I mean, what are we doing about that? I think that's what people really want. People want that information out there. Who was partaking in that pedophilia ring, and you know, how deep was it? How bad was it? We all deserve to know that. So who has this information?
I think our intelligence agencies have it. And the way I look at it is that heads we win, heads I win, tails you lose. As long as the intelligence agencies continue to hold this information away from the public is aware of this because they're asking the same questions that you are. So if this, we have presidential phone calls with world leaders leaked. Are you telling me that this stuff can't be leaked? And so, all I can figure out is that this is an intelligence operation. They are continuing to try and manipulate us. And I think one of the most interesting things that I ran across in the book is the work of Bill Barr and the participation of Bill Barr, because Bill Barr is really a strange individual. And I hadn't realized how strange he was behind his kind of frumpy demeanor. But his father was in the OSS during World War II. He hires Epstein to work at the Dalton School. And also, he writes these really weird alien sex novels. I mean, it's kind of like, Star Wars porn. Mm. And I'm thinking, who is this guy who's headmaster of, an elite school? And then you do a little bit of a deep dive into Bill Barr. And you find out that when he was at Horace Mann, he told one of his advisors that he wanted to be head of the CIA one day. And then his first legal job is working for the CIA in the closing days of the Vietnam War, justifying atrocities like the Phoenix Program. Then you've got this 1994 book called Compromise about the Iran-Contra scandal. And what that says is that Bill Barr was basically William Casey's right-hand man during the Iran-Contra affair. And so you say to yourself, well, let me see if I just take this frame that Bill Barr is also one of the intelligence agency's top assets. Then suddenly it all starts to make sense because Trump gets told to pick him. What does Bill Barr do when he's in the Trump White House? He keeps the Russia probe going. He covers up the Epstein death, calls it a perfect storm of screw-ups. Almost sounds like, Oswald is a lone gunman. And what do we have now? We have Bill Barr attacking Trump on the campaign trail. So if you just kind of change your frame a little bit and you say, I don't know what's true, but let me take a different perspective. All of it seems to make sense, and I think the intelligence agencies are like a great black hole in our American system, and we don't realize how they're changing and manipulating events.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. It was going to be my final question. Once again, we're talking with the author of The Great Awakening, Kent Heckenlively, and I was going to say, over the last 50, 60, more than that now, 80 years, we've been lied to and manipulated by these entities that we thought we could trust. I mean, think about what has not been released when it comes to the Kennedy assassination. I mean, even presidents, but Trump wouldn't even release the whole thing as to what exactly happened. So there's something so nefarious there that they don't think the public can actually stomach it. We're kind of now finding out that, hey, we know that they're potential alien spacecraft, maybe as part of an equation, or is it even deeper than that? Is there something else sinister and even more sinister? That's why they're leaking this out, and now we're finding very little information about Epstein. So who do we trust? There's nobody to trust, is there?
Well, I think the thing that people need to ask themselves is they need a little bit of a different frame. So I kind of have this sense that, okay, if the government tells me something, you know, just kind of play this game. Okay, what's the opposite of what they're saying? What sounds true to you? If you take a certain perspective,
right,
how would they act? And I think a lot of people are doing that, a lot of alternative voices. I mean, you've got Joe Rogan, Jimmy Dore, we've got so many people across the political spectrum. And, you know, we can figure this out. This ain't that difficult. And that's why I think books like The Great Awakening are so good, and why the reviews have been so good. I mean, we're 4.9 out of 5 stars on Amazon with more than 400 reviews of that book, is because if you just take a certain perspective and follow the evidence, the truth will reveal itself.
Well, listen, tell everybody where they can pick this book up. Where do they go?
So you go to all the retailers, the Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. Buy the book, read the book, put reviews up. That's how we're going to get around this this embargo on books that tell the truth.
All right, Kent, I got to run. We're out of time. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Alaroot for ZTAC and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary ZTAC product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. Fill out the form. They'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Right now, you can eliminate odors. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen to this. It's a new little blue pill from the makers of Viagra, and it's better than the original Viagra. Plus, the cost is insanely low, just $5 per pill, rather than the $90 they charge for the original Viagra. And it's available exclusively from our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, ScoreBlue.com. No one else has permission to sell it, only ScoreBlue.com. I thought all generic Viagra pills were the same. But it turns out there are two kinds, the cheap, lower-level, weak, and ineffective generic Viagra that you see sold online, and the authorized generic Viagra made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory with the same formula. It's the exact same everything except the price. So for the best Viagra in the world, at the lowest price in history, go to ScoreBlue.com, enter promo code WAR at checkout, and get 20% off your first order, ScoreBlue.com.
Welcome back, USA Audio Network Raw and Unfiltered. I'm Lee L.C. Wayne. I'll be here right after the top of the hour. The Colonel Rob Simmons is joining us now, and he's going to give us a little breakdown of the troops that are located around the world. Where are they, Rob?
We got 60,000 troops in Germany, right? Because, you know, Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
Have they gotten him yet?
I think they got him.
They're still fighting the Nazis.
I don't think they are.
Because we got 60,000 troops in Germany.
That's a lot.
Well, that's a lot. But, you know, we got to get those Nazis, right? And then we've got 6,000 in Africa. I mean, that's probably the only place in the world where we only have 6,000 troops.
Probably have more there.
Yeah, you know. But here's my question, Lee. We got... These hundreds, 220,000 U.S. military and civilian personnel serving in more than 150 countries. I mean, this is right out of the bulletin.
Right.
This is from USA Today. What are they all doing there? I mean, you said with Korea, there's like a DMZ.
Sure.
So they can all line up and say, "Here we are, and Mr. Kim Jong Un, Mr. Rocket Man.
Yeah.
Come on, Rocket Man.
Yeah.
Show us your best stuff, you fat little dork. You know." Come on.
Right.
But how do you do that with 6,000 people in Africa? I mean, sort of like, what are you going to shoot? A tiger? A lion? A buffalo? An elephant?
I don't know.
You can't shoot the elephant. It's not supposed to shoot the elephant.
No.
What are you going to shoot? Are they going to shoot everything? I mean, what are you going to do there?
I don't know.
Well, and I think it raises a question in my mind, Lee.
Yeah.
We have all of these really, men and women. I love the military. I spent 37 years, 7 months and 24 days. Not that I was counting before they finally kicked me out. They didn't kick me out like Biden's son, Hunter. You know, I wasn't snorting coke and doing all kind of weird
stuff. You got
stuff.
Out the right way.
I just said I had a terminal disease.
Yeah,
the terminal disease. And what happens when you have a terminal disease in the military, they get rid of you.
Yeah.
So you know what my terminal disease was?
What was that?
Senescence. And it's terminal.
Yeah.
It is a terminal disease.
Yeah.
People, I left my day job as first selectman in Stonington. People said, well, what, you must have some illness. You must be sick because you're doing a great job. You must be, maybe he's got cancer. And I said, oh, it's worse than that. Worse than that. I have a disease that nobody has escaped from. Senescence, in other words, you get old. So that's what happened. I've talked to Walter about it.
Yeah.
He's got it as well. He doesn't have that bad a case of it because he's like 90,
yeah.
95,
yeah,
or whatever.
95,
but he's doing good. So we have 220,000 U.S. military and civilian personnel in 150 countries. And I can't name more than half a dozen countries where I think they really should be.
Right.
Can you?
They're not if they're not protecting or doing something.
They're just nothing more than targets, as far as I can see. They're just targets. Yeah. They're targets. So this is a serious problem, and good old Joe Biden, who ended the longest war, has absolutely done nothing. Absolutely nothing. And where's the Secretary of Defense? Where is he in all of this? We don't know. We can't get him on the phone. Anybody seen Lloyd?
No.
Where's Lloyd today?
Oh,
Lloyd is, he's taking phone calls. Oh, really? Where is he? Well, we're not sure. Not allowed to know. Doctor's orders.
Right.
And finally, Lee, if you were God, if you could be president for a day, president for a day.
One day.
Now, listen up, AOC. There are three branches of government, okay? There's the legislative branch, and what do? They make the laws.
That's correct.
And then there's the judicial branch. Yeah. You know, they're in that big building with the columns, okay?
Yeah.
What do? They make sure the laws are constitutional, and then they make sure they're being properly followed and implemented. And then what's the third branch? The executive branch. And what does the executive branch do? They implement the laws, right? They act on the laws. And the president is the commander-in-chief, and he is acting on the laws. And he's got 220,000 fine young men and women in uniform all over the world, in 150 countries all over the world.
Right.
But here's my question to you, Lee.
All right.
How many are on the border?
Zero.
How many are on the southern border?
Zero.
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 Zero, Lee. And we're being invaded every day across the southern border by God knows who. And this moron, this dimwit, this idiot that we call the commander-in-chief, the leader of the free world, doesn't have a clue what to do with people attacking our troops overseas, except he's going to do something, and doesn't have a clue on how to deal with the biggest national security threat that we face. And no, it's not North Korea, and it's not China, and it's not Russia, and it's not these Ayatollahs in Iran and all their proxies. The biggest security threat we face in America today is the invasion across the border and the infiltration of enemies, all of our enemies, right into this country.
He is a former congressman and a former CIA agent, a Vietnam veteran, and a regular on my morning show here in Connecticut. His name is Colonel Rob Simmons, and there's not a better way for me to end my hour than with him. We got to go. We are completely out of time. Wayne Allen Root is up, and he is ready to rock and roll, and he is in next. Don't you dare change that dial. Keep it right where you got it, right here on the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.